You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, remember, Rocket can. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Send the tweets, send the hot takes at Ken Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N. You need to stop. Everybody needs to stop. I don't know what Pierno's thinking. I don't know what Robin was thinking. You guys need to cut it out. And I don't think, I wonder so many times whether or not I'm going after a straw man. I don't think I am. They're up 2-0 in this series. This will probably, I'm guessing, game threes are very difficult. I'm guessing this will be a sweep. I don't know, Eric Spoelstra's still a hell of a coach. He's done a good job with adjustments. He's doing the best he can. I really think LeBron James should be able to run backwards and win this world championship. You guys need to stop, though. I like LeBron as much as the next guy. I'm a fan of LeBron as much as the next guy. I'm a supporter of LeBron as much as the next guy. This against all odds thing needs to stop. I know that, and it's not his fault. Well, some of it is, obviously. You know, we create narratives. We cultivate images. This fawning, what NBA media likes to do more than any other media, and you'll notice this, baseball kind of just goes with the flow. Their writers, their reporters. NFL, college football even, it seems to be more, I would say more contentious, if that's the way. Like there is a contempt from some coaches, but there's always a challenge back and forth between the two sides. And the NBA, man, no one fawns over NBA players like NBA media. Nobody does it. It's just, it's so much where they can just lap up everything that they have been told, everything they can, and just, oh my God. We use terms like sentient beings when it comes to NBA players, and oh, these guys are just at a higher level of thinking. These guys are just so great in what they do. They're so remarkable. And hey, they're remarkable athletes. They really are. And I'm sure some of them are remarkable people. Some of them are 21-year-old guys who just went to a year of college and are 21-year-old guys. Let's stop fawning a little bit. And some guys, like LeBron, are 35, 36-year-old guys who are the greatest in the generation and don't need to be fawned over so much, so often, to the point where it makes me cringe to hear and see some of the reporting on LeBron. Oh, my gosh. What a finals. What a finals. 33-9-9. Oh, my God. Amazing. Just it is. It's good. It's really good. It's also what we've come to expect. That's not Golden State out there fully healthy. That's not Brooklyn out there fully healthy. That's in a bubble. And I know we've made this narrative, us in the media, we've given you this narrative, and I'm going to use that word a lot today. Us in the media have given you this narrative. Boy, this bubble is rough. They are just, they're locked inside this area. They can't leave. They can't have anybody in. There's only one thing to do, and that's play basketball. And I think it is rough to some people. I think to a guy like Paul George, I believe Paul George with what he said, how it messed with his emotions and it messed with his psyche. I believe him on that. I believe James Harden. I believe other players who have brought up how difficult it is. And we take those things and we immediately assign them to other people. Yes, you miss your family. Yes, you miss being able to drive down the street to go get a burger or whatever you want to do. Of course you miss those things. But for one guy, if he were to lose this championship, I may say it's the greatest disappointment of his career. Because everything here plays into his strengths. everything in this tournament, in this bubble, plays into LeBron James' strength. That's not being a hater. That's me giving you fact. Miami's been a good story. They're well coached. Pat Riley has really become the godfather of modern basketball. He helps create the whole journey of teams that are built, or excuse me, teams that are put together, grandiose big three teams, and then he goes out and over a course of 6 years, he builds a team that has done a very fine job in a bubble, but has done a very fine job. And he has a coach that at one point in the very beginning of his relationship with LeBron James so many years ago, we thought that this guy was going to be fired. We thought he was going to be fired by the All-Star break, that he could not coexist with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, and that it was going to have to be Pat Riley who came down from the office to coach this team. And Dwayne Wade warned everybody, I played for that guy. You don't want to play for that guy. You give respect to Spoelstra. And here we are years later. He's one of the best coaches in basketball. Credit where it's due. I give Miami a ton of credit, but this has become Barry Horowitz. This has become Brooklyn Brawler. If you're a man of a certain age from a certain area of the country, or woman for that matter, this has become the Mulkey Brothers. Because this is set up perfect for LeBron. So perfect, in fact, again, let me reiterate. If he were to not win this championship with the Lakers, it's possibly the most disappointing part of his entire career. Well, Ken, they're in a bubble. Mm-hmm. There's no road crowd. I've been told my entire life, bench players play worse on the road during the postseason. They play much better at home. Home crowd, home juice. Road guys or bench guys going on the road. Now, Tyler Hero started a game last night. But guys who are coming off the bench, they're going to be able to have juice at home. On the road, it's difficult. It's tough to warm up. The crowds are crazy. And I still continue to think, well, I do think that Miami's a better put together team. And I do think they're better coached. Yes, I do. I wonder how well they would have done if you had to go to the Garden. If you had to deal with Boston sports fan. I still wonder. I think that, yes, some of it came out. A team that has some veterans, yes, but is still very young. What would they have done with Boston sports fan in that series? Would it have made the entire difference? I'm not sure. I really don't think so. I really think Miami probably would have won that series. But I don't know if we'd see the time of play. And on the road in LA, I don't know if we'd see that type of play either way. But even if there's no road crowd, there's, of course, no home crowd. And it makes it more difficult because players have said, many players have said in their post-game press conferences, it's tough to provide the juice. It's tough to get the juice going. Would that or would that not play into the hands of the best basketball player in the face of the earth right now? It's easier for him to get his juice going. He's chasing a ghost. Probably won't get there, but he's chasing a ghost. He's chasing a legend. These other guys, they're chasing a championship and really nice things, even though they can't really celebrate them because we can't go out the way we used to. But they're chasing a championship. This guy is chasing a ghost. He's chasing a legacy. Pretty easy for him to get his energy up. But there's nothing else to do. And for a guy who's as locked in as LeBron James always claims to be, a guy who's been able to turn it on and turn it off basically whenever he's wanted to throughout his entire 17-year career, this should again play into his strengths. Other guys find distraction during this time. When you chase a ghost, when you are the person on the team at all times during your entire career, where you always have to be on, not just on, but bullet on, when you're always that way, or you will face the scrutiny of us, the fans, everybody. This is going to play into LeBron James' strength. No other distraction, no media that you have to really get into and see. You don't have to pick up your briefcase and walk off with your shorts suit and take off after a press conference because you're upset about something like that. You really don't have to do that in this environment. You get what you want when you want. It's all brought to you. You don't have to go anywhere. Other guys, they're in their 20s. They're crawling. They're just clawing at the windows. They want to get out of there. They want to go out and experience freedom. You're a grown man married with three kids. You have Taco Tuesday at home. We see the photos of you. I'm not on Instagram, but Pierno, you on Instagram?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm not on Instagram. I'm told there are many photos of LeBron enjoying a nice wine, a nice rosé on a typical Thursday evening at home with the kids, with the wife, watching movies, enjoying some time together. Because remember, you're in your mid-30s. So for this bubble environment, hanging out, getting a massage, getting some good food in you, this is what he does every day. The other guys, and some guys on his team certainly, what's going on? It's 10 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock, it's 12 o'clock, I should be in the club. It's after this basketball game, I can't go to sleep. I technically work night shift. Why can't I go out? We can't go to clubs. Well, we're in a pandemic! I can't go to clubs. I can't do anything like this. I can't call up any girls because no girls can come over. I can't be on Tinder. I can't be on any one of the other ones. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do this. I'm losing my mind. I've been in this bubble for 3 months, and I can't wait to get out of here. Like, there's 20-year-old guys on his team who are thinking that. Not LeBron. There's 20-year-old guys on the other team who are thinking that. Not LeBron. This plays into his hands. He better win this championship. Who's going to be more committed in bubble life than LeBron James? The best player on earth. We say that he is the most driven, the most zoned in player on earth. You're playing a team that has had significant injuries already. Hero's had an injury. Butler's had an injury. I mean, so many guys have had injuries with the Miami Heat. How do you not win? How do you not get this? And it may very well be his last. How do you not do it? Because next year, according to Adam Silver, and we hope we cross our fingers for this. According to Adam Silver, they should be able to have some. Maybe we're hoping for some fans in certain areas in some of these arenas. They will be traveling because you can't keep them pent up in a bubble for months and months and months. You can keep them in there for 3 months. I don't know if you can keep them in there for an entire basketball season. Let's be serious about this. So they're going to try it the way Major League Baseball has, the way the NFL has, and they're going to cross their fingers and hope that everything's okay because we hope that by January things are a little bit better in our country. We're always looking for something here. And better in our world, we should say as well. But then you'll be 1 year older. Kevin Durant will be back. Now, I know he has to deal with a whack job from Neptune like Kyrie Irving, who always has to shoot his mouth off and did over the week. But they're still going to be a talented basketball team. It's still going to be formidable. You'll have Golden State back, which cannot be underrated. We've forgotten that Golden State even exists. That's going to be a team that's going to be licking its chops in the West to get back at you. The Clippers are going to be a formidable opponent. I still wonder, with the Clippers and with the Bucks, they were both dispatched the right way. I got nothing against the way they lost, trust me. But I still wonder if the pandemic never happened, what does Milwaukee, what do the Clippers do? It's just a question. It's just a question. Paul George, again, guys who are a little bit affected by that, but they're good. They're in that upper echelon, but are they of the ilk of LeBron? No, they're not. I'm just trying to call it down the line. I am a LeBron James fan, and I want to make sure that greatness is attained and greatness is scrutinized. No asterisk, no. This isn't that argument. I think that argument's stupid. All the players went out there. They had to deal with a different environment. This threw them off. This threw off a lot of guys, and you could see that on the floor. It's not an asterisk conversation. I don't want to turn it into, and any caller wants to turn it into an asterisk conversation, I'm going to disagree with you. But I point out that if I'm separated from society, if my muse is basketball, if the thing that I go to that I love the most is basketball, I should be able to focus up a little bit more. But it's thrown some guys off. No crowds. Having, again, to bring your own energy, to bring your own juice. This doesn't play into the hand of the guy who's been there for 17 seasons. A guy who is compared in the same conversations over and over again with Michael Jordan. What's this against all odds thing? He had a groin pull? He's not better than 90% of the NBA with a groin pull? That's against all odds? He's in a bubble. He's 35, 36. He plays for the Lakers with Anthony Davis. What's the against all odds? There's plenty of people, and we'll have Jared Greenberg on later on today, coming up at 11:40 a.m. Eastern. There's plenty of people I love in the media. This sounds like an anti-media rant. It's not. There's plenty of people I think are great, and Jared Greenberg is a hell of a guest, and he'll be joining us coming up at 11:40 a.m. Eastern. But I got to call it down the line. I have to be honest. If LeBron James didn't win this, where you are isolated from everybody, you already live that lifestyle, you're a merry man, where you have to have your bench players play better when they're on the road when you have a normal crowd, but they're not, so they're a little bit better, your bench should still be able to play better. He is a guy who still is always going to be pass first and probably the best passer in NBA history. And I don't mean in terms of finding people. Magic Johnson would probably have that, but just giving it up for somebody else. Maybe in this modern era, the best in this modern era, maybe Magic's the best passer in NBA history. Fine. But you're in a bubble. Your bench guys are in a different mood. There's no home crowd that plays into you because you're just naturally better than everybody else out there on the floor. No one can touch you. And this is against all odds. This is the easiest championship LeBron James has ever attained. Let me underline that. Oklahoma City had a young team. There was a crowd there. There was still the question of whether or not they could get over the hump because of what happened to Dallas the year before. Oklahoma City was tougher. San Antonio, maybe the greatest, most underrated generation, or most greatest underrated dynasty of this generation, I would guess. That's still much tougher. Cleveland, going up against that team, 73-9? I lose count after a while. 73-9 in Golden State, that's much tougher. This, compared to those three, that's a walk in the park. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Just how hard was this for LeBron? No asterisk. No, you've earned it. You've played the games. You've won the games. You'll win two more. I'm looking at a sweep more than likely. Try to give Miami credit the best you can if you want to. I'm looking at a sweep more than likely in this one, so you're probably looking at four championships with LeBron. There's no doubt in my mind this is the easiest one for him. For him. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Send the tweets at Ken Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N. Coming up at 10:40 a.m. this morning, Aditi Kinkabwala, 10:40 a.m. Eastern, I should say, this morning, 7:40 Pacific. Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL Network, she'll join us. We'll talk week four, what's going on with Tennessee, what's going on with the Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger was upset. Just how good is that Steelers football team? 0-9 is their competition throughout their 3-0 start. Also, Jared Greenberg going to join us, NBA on TV, NBA TV, 11:40 a.m. Eastern, 8:40 a.m. Pacific. We'll do the top five. Pierno, you got a good top five under your sleeve there?
I always have a good top five.
Boy, he knocked it out of the park last week, folks. I mean, he's been kicking ass and taking names over the last few weeks with the top five topic. And, Rob, I said a little. Not all this, man. Not all this. You're doing everything you can to kill your own sport. And when I'm watching Major League Baseball postseason, you're doing everything you possibly can to do so. 12:20 p.m. Eastern, workers shoot. We'll get to that also. I'm going to throw something out to Bengals fans. I don't think you're going to like it. I think you're going to think I'm stupid. I just hear me out for just a moment. And it's not just for Bengals fans. It's for football fans who have been there for a long time anyway. I got an idea. It popped into my head. I want to share it with you. And if you don't like it, throw it right back. Because I'm seeing something with Joe Burrow here. So there's one idea I have at noon Eastern. I just want to bring it to your eyes. I want to bring it to your attention. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You know, when I'm talking about LeBron, I expect greatness out of LeBron. Even at 35, 36 years old, I expect it out of him. And I think that this might be the last hurrah that he has. I think that when I see next year where he'll be a year older, and I still... The groin where he's playing against all these other guys, yeah, he's better than 90% of the league even with the groin injury, and I know that he's been struggling with that, and he struggled with that last year too. And I think that some of the injuries that he's had have started to stack up over time, and it makes me fearful that he could have the same future in his NBA career that Kobe did. One big injury, and then you're just never the same afterwards. And it's really downhill. You know, we do that in real life with our elderly people. Like, there's people, and you go, man, Gary, I can't believe it. 90 years old, still runs. still bikes, still swims, does all these things. One thing hits him, boom, gone. My neighbor used to ride bicycles, 50, 60, 70 miles, a World War II veteran when I was growing up. 92, 93 years old. He was amazing. Great guy. War hero, fought in the Pacific. Great guy. Had one fall, that was the end of it. It happens the same in sports. And when I watch LeBron, I'm watching as much as I can. I want to watch LeBron at his very best because I want to be able to remember him at his very best. I want to be able to remember him not only at his very best, but to see it and say that I saw it there at that age. I am in awe of LeBron at times and watching what he can do. And still where he is a guy who, in the only essence with Wilt Chamberlain, is a guy who can turn it on and turn it off seemingly whenever he wants to. But this was a championship, and this will be a championship. I know technically it's not over. This will be a championship that's tailor-made for him. If somehow Miami were to fight and claw back and come back and win this title this year, I'd be willing to say this is the biggest disappointment of his career. You're in a bubble. Everything plays to you. And when I think on why I watch LeBron, and I wanted to bring this up a little bit later on, but I'll do it now, 855-212-4CBS, because we got a DD coming up, and I know we tend to roll downhill when it comes to football and stuff like that, so I want to make sure I get it in before. I have been noticing, though, that a lot of people are getting in. Like John, against what odds? He's on the best team. He moves from team to team to win. This is why he can never be mentioned with Jordan. Other people getting in, mentioning him with Jordan. I'm not trying to make that argument with Jordan, but one of the things that keeps getting brought up is LeBron going from team to team to team. Anthony Davis brought it up. Where would this championship be? Would it be more satisfying than the Miami Heat wins? Maybe, and I think Anthony Davis makes a hell of a point when he said that earlier this week. He said it would be second to Cleveland. I think it would be second to Cleveland. The Cleveland championship, remember, you're playing a 73-9 win basketball team. That's going to make things difficult for you. And I think that's probably the best championship he had. But with his history, I think that this is a guy who's changed everything. He's blazed a trail, but he's also blazed a lonely trail. Miami, I think Dwayne Wade's top. Cleveland, I'm in Cleveland. We have a very up-and-down relationship with LeBron, a very complicated relationship with LeBron. I'm a LeBron fan. Anytime people we start talking about LeBron, people call in, and I have to dump half of them who call in to talk about LeBron because there's people who absolutely hate his guts. Los Angeles, you'll never be Kobe. You'll never be Kareem. You'll never be Magic. You're LeBron, but you'll never be one of those guys to those fans. And I think LeBron James has to go out and attain this greatness because while he's blazed a trail, he's blazed a lonely one. And for this generation of basketball player, there's a lot of guys doing the same thing. Kevin Durant, where's your home base? If we make the comparison to Michael Jordan, Michael can always go back to Chicago. Michael's beloved in Chicago. Always his home area can be Chicago. North Carolina guy, but he could always just go make his home in Chicago if he really wants to, and they take him on in because they love Michael Jordan in Chicago. What about LeBron? Maybe I'm overthinking it. I hope I'm wrong in 20 years and that the people in Northeast Ohio really embrace LeBron and what he did with Cleveland and the championship that he won with the Cavaliers, and considering that the team's been an utter mess ever since, I would hope it's that way. I don't know if it's going to be that way. And think on the same vein as Kevin Durant. Multiple-time champion, multiple-time MVP. Where's his home base? Kyrie Irving hit the greatest shot in NBA history. Where's his home base? Burned a bridge in Cleveland, burned a bridge in Boston. There in Brooklyn, a lot of people think he's going to burn a bridge there. Kawhi Leonard, San Antonio, no. Toronto, maybe. Maybe he'll always be welcome back there. They're very hospitable people in Toronto. Clippers, if he doesn't win a championship, I don't think so. Compared to Steph Curry, where Steph, I don't think, is ever going to leave Golden State, is ever going to leave that Bay Area. There is a difference there where these guys now carve out a nomadic existence where their greatness is amplified. What LeBron James has done, where he's taken a bunch of basketball teams, where he took a team like the Heat, where the Heat were still kind of fighting their way back up, but he takes them to a next level, even though he's not the emotional and mental leader. Dwayne Wade was of those teams. But to take that and put them on the upper echelon, then to take over a sad sack Cleveland team, whip them into shape, get them to four straight NBA finals, win a championship over the, one of the greatest teams that was ever assembled in the league, and then to turn right around and take a Lakers dynasty that has become a laughingstock over the last decade, get them to do his bidding, and take them to an NBA finals. That's impressive. But when this is all done, do you get the national accolades like you may think you do? I don't know if he does. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We'll bring this back coming up a little bit later on. Coming up next, crazy week four, a couple of teams not playing. One of those teams very upset about that and very upset about the change in scheduling there. We'll get the latest with Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL Network.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4227, that's CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. It's brought to you by the fine folks at GEICO. You wouldn't believe it about GEICO, man. Right now, they're offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, RV policies, already on top of what GEICO could already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit GEICO.com to learn more. Coming up in just about an hour, Jared Greenberg going to join us, NBA on TNT, NBA TV. We'll talk to him about the finals, about LeBron, about his legacy, about Miami. I think it's been this is a sub-storyline, but a storyline nonetheless about how great of a team builder, how great of a architect Pat Riley really is. I kind of find him to be the godfather of modern basketball, of modern NBA basketball. That one coming up at 11:40 a.m. Eastern. Right now we go to the hotline. We welcome in from NFL Network, at A. Kinkabwala. Aditi Kinkabwala joins us on the show. Hello, Aditi.
Oh,
good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Of course, you got a lot going on from what it sounds like. We thank you very much for joining us.
That was a little bit of a delay right there. I apologize. You know what? It's like I think that I can have four conversations at once, but the older I get, I really actually can't.
I used to be able to do interviews and tweet at listeners during the interviews, and now that I host the show with Anthony, I'm like, nope, you got too many people you got to listen to. You can't do it.
Well, yeah, and don't you feel like that's a little bit rude, too?
Depends. Remember, when you do local radio, there's interviews you have to do. You get what I'm saying? Like, you are contractually obligated.
You're not really interested in what the person is saying.
Yes.
Is this a save here so that I feel better about the fact that you are listening to me? Should I be checking your Twitter right now while we talk?
I'm not even up on it. I sent a tweet to a listener just a second ago. It was a Hulk Hogan tweet, a picture of a Hulk Hogan tweet right before the segment started.
All right, then.
Feeling good?
I'll just trust you on this one.
I think you should. I think you should.
We're too far down the road anyway at this point.
That's true. Aditi joining us on the show. All right, week four. Let's get to the basics right here with Tennessee. I keep waiting for it to say, okay, zero positive new tests. It ain't happening. I know that's frustrating. And I know it's very frustrating to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They got a date for week seven now. I know that seems to be bothering a lot of people here because they don't want to play a bunch of games in a row. From the people you talked to there in Pittsburgh, how frustrating are they? How frustrated are they considering that, hey, they're clean, they're doing the right thing, and they kind of fired some shots at Tennessee over that?
Well, okay, so I think in the grand scheme of things, everyone acknowledges and recognizes that this was sort of in one of the inevitabilities of this season, or if not an inevitability, a very, very, very strong possibility. And so, sure, there's a little frustration, and it's always easier when it's somebody else who's dealing with it as opposed to them dealing with it. But the flip side to that is this is a club that prides itself on not making excuses. So don't make excuses then. And, you know, it's funny because Mike Vrabel brought up the point. You know, Mike Tomlin was very, very vocal about this. He just, in fact, looked straight at the camera when asked, what if your team has to play 13 straight weeks? He looked straight at the camera, and in that Mike Tomlin voice, he says, we do not care, which is obviously what he is telling his players. And then Mike Vrabel also brought up the point that in the year of 9/11, his Patriots team had to play 14 straight weeks, and they won the Super Bowl.
My goodness gracious,
I mean,
that's
does it suck? Sure, it sucks. But, you know, like every year there's something in your schedule that sucks. You play – also, you could sit here and say, well, the Steelers have had it pretty easy. They played three straight teams that are a combined now 0-9. You know, what is there to do with that? But as for the flip side to this is Mike Vrabel was very much about this is not about blaming anybody. We are in the middle of a pandemic. And you did hear a few Steelers say, like, well, this is why, you know, Ben Roethlisberger said, this is why I'm homeschooling my kids, and this is why we don't have people in the house, and we just have to take care, and we all have to be accountable. I think as we do the whole contact tracing here and see where exactly it came from, and if it was indeed some sort of, you know, risky behavior, then the league and the PA have both agreed that there's a fine for conduct detrimental.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm sorry, real quick. Let me ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
Because you're making me think of a couple of different things and why some players might be angry when maybe they shouldn't be angry. Again, these are things that we can't really wrap our arms around. But they are 1099 employees, if I'm not mistaken, contracted employees. So do they not get a game check this week since they didn't play? How's this work? Because we might have different rules here. I got to ask you or ask somebody else.
Oh, I don't. You know what? I don't know anything about that, actually. I don't. But don't you get paid during your bye week? And I think they would have been paid anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think you get 17 checks.
Yes,
not
you do.
16.
That's right. That's right. So maybe they still get a check anyway. I think.
But yeah.
I would think it would scare a player because it depending on what deal that J.C. Treader made with the league. I think it would scare a normal player going, wait a minute, if this happens once, all right, we got a bye week. If this happens again, now all of a sudden I might be losing money because of what another team went through. That's where
I think that that's already been resolved, A. And
okay.
B, I think that you'll see weeks tacked on to the end of the season. You know, in some ways,
okay.
The league got lucky that this worked out very nicely with the way the buys were, with what the Ravens' buy was, with what the Steelers' buy was, that it kind of came out more cleanly than – that it came out that cleanly. Let's just say it that way. But
okay.
I do think that the season will just extend. I mean, that's a pretty easy way to make it happen as well.
I mean, I'd
and
hope
it's
so.
It's not like there are so many concerts being planned all over the country that you suddenly won't have stadium availability.
That's a good point, too. So I guess you got that going for you. Of course, there's – boy, cold is cold, man. And you got some of these places that are outdoor, like Pittsburgh – what was that? Pittsburgh-Jacksonville for the AFC Championship game or the – the AFC divisional game, wasn't that 10 below? You were there, right? What was that weather?
I was there.
The coldest
you know, all those
Field
incredibly
history?
Cold games, yeah, they just sort of blend together. I mean, I'll never forget, this is back when I was at the Wall Street Journal, so I guess this is the last time the Steelers went to the Super Bowl 2010. The Jets came to Pittsburgh for the AFC title game, and it was something like -3 at 10 a.m., and people were tailgating. For, I think, what was a 4 p.m. kickoff? It was a 4 p.m.
I went to a Kansas City Chiefs-Dolphins game in Kansas City, week 17. This would have been 2008, and it was 10 below without the wind chill of kickoff. My beer was freezing.
Yeah,
and I
have pictures of that, actually, of beer freezing.
Yes.
I think that was a few years ago in Pittsburgh when the Dolphins – it was the Dolphins playoff game. The Dolphins had come to Pittsburgh for a playoff game. I remember pregame, I went out to see my husband who was tailgating, and he was carrying a beer, and the beer on the top of the lid had frozen, which basically the moral of that story was he wasn't drinking the beer fast enough that it had frozen.
How incredible
but
is it?
Now we digress. Wait, but can I go back to something about this
please
COVID
do.
Thing that really
yes.
sort of irks me?
Oh, sorry,
okay.
Please, sorry. Go ahead.
Mike Vrabel made this point. That there is a very personal side to this that sometimes we overlook. And he made that point early in the week, Tuesday or Wednesday. And at the time, he had, I think, 3 or 4 players, and he said that some of them were indeed experiencing symptoms. Okay. So I asked Mike Tomlin, you know, have you reached out just as part of the coaching fraternity or whatever, you know, have you reached out to anybody in Tennessee? And he said no. And I am still waiting for someone somewhere to say we really feel for them or this is a really tough thing to go through or we hope everybody's okay or we hope that nobody's on a ventilator. Because let's be honest here, as much as there are people saying that, okay, these are not the elderly, there are quite a few football players that do indeed fall into the high-risk category simply because of their size. We know that African-Americans
yeah.
are hit by it harder. We know that generally larger humans are hit harder. So, you know, as we sit here and we talk about the schedule and what's going to happen and what's competitive balance and is this fair and are people doing what they need to do, this is indeed a virus that causes... Have I lost you?
No, you're there. I got you. I still
okay,
got you.
Sorry about that. This is indeed a virus that can be deadly and that can cause some pretty pretty traumatizing and long-term side effects, some of which we still don't know. So let's not forget that piece of it. Okay, enough preaching, right?
But no, you're fine.
I mean, I feel like it's important. It's like coming to church with a DD on Saturday morning.
I would agree with you. That's it's okay. You know, it's okay we say these things when we all agree with each other. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you know, it's very easy for us to sit here and talk about the football piece of it.
Yes,
but again, I think that the league and its players have made a really Herculean effort to get to play, to get to this point. I mean, how many months ago was it? Are we even going to have a season? So we're having a season, and here's a little bit of a hiccup. But, you know, have faith that the way that everything has been figured out until now will be figured out. I do think this whole contact tracing piece of it will be very interesting because we need to respect people's privacy, Ken. But by the same token, don't you kind of want to know, like, is the protocol working or not?
Oh,
like, with something – go ahead.
Yeah. No, Anthony was adamant earlier this week. I go, well, we got HIPAA laws involved. He goes, damn the HIPAA laws. We need to know. People need to know. This is a chance for education here. This is the NFL. People pay attention to the NFL. This is
absolutely
a chance for everybody to learn.
There's a total difference if every single protocol was followed, if everybody's wearing a mask, if everybody did everything they needed to do, and nobody was in a, you know, whatever, and it happened, versus, well, somebody went to a bar, or somebody was, you know, somebody was irresponsible near the bus driver who did take all sorts of responsibility, but then, you know, and I'm not saying it's the bus driver. I don't want to be defaming anybody. I'm just throwing that out as an example.
No, I dig what you're saying. By the way, the coach is being fined for the mask. There was one coach who was asked about it, like, kind of off the record, because there's been some coaches who've been much better with the mask than others. And
right.
It's like, I don't make John Gruden's money. I'm not giving up $100,000 because I wasn't wearing a mask. I like my money.
Right.
That was an NFL head coach who said that. Like, I'm making what John's making. Hell no, I ain't doing that. So I think you're right. And I think, yeah, there's some coaches who've been a little bit easier to deal with about it on that than others. Listen, I need a quote from you here because I'm going to want to play it later and use it against you here. It is still my contention that while Kansas City is great, that doesn't mean it's a big excuse for Baltimore to go out there and get blanked like that back on Monday Night Football. You said it was how great Kansas City is. Tell me more.
Well, I do think that it wasn't the best outing by Baltimore. What was most alarming is that every team is supposed to evolve. And Lamar Jackson said that he felt it was very much like the loss against Tennessee last year, which is bad. You're supposed to have learned from that loss and not suffer the same type of loss. But here's what the good thing is. It was week 3 of the season. So there's a lot of time to correct those things. Because again, after week 4 of the season last year, Baltimore was 2-2 and just had its butt whooped by the Cleveland Browns. And then they rattled off 12 straight wins. The Ravens did. So it's still early. It's not that I'm willing to sit here and write off Baltimore or say that Baltimore is any lesser of a team. On that day, at that moment, Baltimore did not play as well as it could have, and perhaps it was a good learning lesson. Perhaps it's what they needed to galvanize them to some degree. You know what's so terrible about this? When you said, I want a quote so I can use these words against you, all I could think of was Lindsey Graham.
What are we doing politics here for, Aditi?
I'm not. I'm just thinking, like, that was a Lindsey Graham line, and it's like now you're trying to, like, spout Lindsey Graham?
I didn't know. Honestly, as much as I do pay attention to politics and history, I did not realize I was quoting Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. In 2016, Lindsey Graham said it was completely inappropriate to try to forward the nomination of a Supreme Court justice. This is when Merrick Garland was being put forward. He said that, you know, several hundred days before the election was too soon, that this was a year of a presidential election, it shouldn't happen. And he said, in 2020, if we have a Republican president and a Supreme Court justice dies and he tries to nominate a replacement, I will refuse to abide by that. And then his words were, okay, you can use these words against me.
Aditi.
Of course, using words against people doesn't really mean that much, does it, Ken?
Well, I just wanted a quote for the I was going to use it against you because you know where I stand on Baltimore losing that game. I'm not going to sit there and make excuses for a team that's supposed to be.
But how much? It's not excuses. I mean, they lost the game, but you want to sit here and say that they're just not good anymore?
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm not going to say – I know Kansas City's great. Everybody knows Kansas City's great. They won the freaking Super Bowl last year. But if you're going to be a great team, you're supposed to play up to some sort of a level. And if it would have been 35-34 on Monday night instead of 34-20 and the guy threw for 97 yards, yeah, you know what? We got to have a conversation about that. They shrink. In big moments, they shrink. Yeah, we got to have a conversation.
Okay, well, you know what? That's a very, very fair point. It's kind
Damn
of the
right.
same way that kind of the same way that the Patriots always seem to have the Steelers' number. It's
Even
the same
Cam
way
Newton?
That Kansas City always seems to have Baltimore's number.
I have a theory
and
about
I think Lamar Jackson is 0-3 against the Chiefs. So, I mean, it is definitely a fair point, but I'm saying I'm not willing to write off Baltimore as a contender because of that.
No, God, no. No one's writing that. No, 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 no. That's not what I sounded like earlier to you this week, did it?
A little bit.
Oh, come on. Judas Priest, give me a little bit more credit than that. I would say I'm a little bit more of a critical thinker than what that is. Well, I can write off Baltimore for the rest of the season because they got boat raced by Kansas City in week three? Come on now. Am I that big of an adult?
Sometimes. What? You can hang on your own words. I'm not going to wade into this one right here.
All right. Aditi, we thank you very much for the time because I don't want the music to start and then we have to cut you off. We thank you very much for the time.
And then my feelings will be hurt so desperately and we'll be reminded of how sometimes you're not very nice to me, right?
I'm a very nice person to you all the time. Aditi, thank you.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
The great Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL Network, at A. Kinkabwala on Twitter. Coming up in just over 20 minutes, our top five. We'll get the top five topic up next. And I said a little, not all this, Rob. It's Ken Carman on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.